Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. This morning, wow, we're going to be blessed speaking with the Red Tail star, Marcus Paul. You might have seen him in Moesha. He played the little boy, the brother, but now he's all grown up, and he's doing some great work in the movies. I don't know if you guys have seen Red Tail, but you definitely want to go check it out. Plus, not only that, you want to support. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful, talented cast of African-American men. I mean, they are kicking butt. Terrence Howard, David Oyelowo, Cuba Gooding Jr. Next Saturday, Andre Arroyo is going to be on. You might have known him from The Wire. In Red Tail, he plays the mechanic, Coffee. So next Saturday, February 4th, at 1 p.m. Eastern, I'll be talking with Andre on the show. Again, he's also in the Red Tails, and he plays the mechanic, Coffee. Marcus plays Deke, and it's amazing to see him because all I can remember of him in general is him playing on Moesha and being a little boy, but now he's all grown up. Many of you may not be aware of, you know, the history of the Tuskegee Airmen, but on March 29, 2007, 300 Tuskegee Airmen and/or their widows received the Congressional Gold Medal at a ceremony at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. The medal is currently displayed at the Smithsonian Institution. November 6, 1998, President Clinton approved the public law which established the Tuskegee Airmen National Historic Site at Moulton Field in Tuskegee, Alabama, to commemorate and interpret the heroic actions of the Tuskegee Airmen during the World War II. There are some Tuskegee Airmen still alive. I want to mention that you can check out TuskegeeAirmen.org and learn more about them. There's a lot of multimedia video and historic information there that you can learn about. Also, they have a scholarship, Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship Foundation, and that was established in 1979. And you can check that out at taiss.org. Again, taiss.org. I think this might be Marcus on the line now. Good morning.
Yo, what up?
Hey, Marcus, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling in today.
You guys for having me.
So, like, wow, you were, like, in this awesome historic film. When you got the call that you were going to be in it, what was your reaction?
Woo!
Right? I'm telling you. And you got to play with such awesome talent. I mean, Terrence Howard, Cuba Gooding Jr., David. Talk to me. What was one of your favorite scenes in the movie?
I really enjoyed working, doing the gimbal work, all the stuff with the screen and stuff like that. That was very exciting. This is something that was new to me. So, it was like untapped territory. So it was very fun though, doing that.
Now, people may not know, you don't just act, you also are a singer, a rapper. Talk to the audience about that. What's your upcoming projects with that?
Right now there's, pilot that's I'm up for a new show that has to do with music and acting. But I've been doing music for a couple of years. Started taking it seriously not too long ago and really pushing towards the release of some music and my album and stuff like that. So all that's in the works right now. Planning for springtime to probably release some stuff for the people to listen to.
Did you always know you wanted to be an actor? I mean, when you were little, how did you get involved with Moesha? What did you prompt your parents, or did your parents, you know, say, let's go and try this? How did that begin?
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to be an entertainer. When I was about 4 years old, I used to dance on a famous boardwalk out here, Venice Beach, where it was very popular for young street performers and stuff like that back in the 90s. I started out doing MC Hammer and Michael Jackson out there when I was about 4 years old because my mom had took me out to the beach, actually, and I saw some people dancing and stuff, and I was like, Mom, I could do that. always that type of kid, and my mom kind of never, you know, stopped me from spreading my wings and doing some of the things that I wanted to do. So she was right there and made me some outfits and bought the boombox out, and I used to just get it going right there on Venice Beach, and I used to have huge crowds of people come to watch me dance. There was a lady whose family was involved in acting, and she was a casting director, and she told my mom that she should get me involved in acting. So my mom sent in just like two regular pictures to me into this agency that she referred us to, and they loved the pictures. They had me come in to meet them, and at 4 years old, I like blew them away in, I guess, the meeting room. And they signed me to the agency, which was Bobby Ball Agency back in the day, which is still around today. And from there, it was history. Started doing some TV shows, a lot of commercials, and then one of the first shows, actually, that I did was the MC Hammer cartoon. It was called Hammer Man, and he used to talk to the kids in the cartoon, and I was like, one of the kids.
That is so crazy. So now you have some things coming up in the works, like you mentioned, the pilot. Now you've worked on some other things, Take the Lead. How was that, working on Take the Lead?
Oh, that was great, working with Antonio Banderas. And Antonio is such a really cool dude. And who else was in that? Alfred Woodard.
Yeah.
He was great. That was a great film. I got to learn how to ballroom dance. So that was something new. That was really cool. I don't know if everybody knows that I can dance, but, yeah, I've been dancing for years.
So I've got, do you think you're going to go into, like, directing or producing later on?
Yeah, actually, I plan on getting into that world soon. Definitely the producing side sooner maybe than the directing side, but I plan on really focusing in and watching some of these directors that are around me right now and picking up some little things so that way I can, you know, maybe direct the episode or something soon or direct one of my music videos or something like that.
Mm. What can you tell young artists out there, you know, the actors really struggling? What's some words of wisdom that you can give them to kind of keep them steady and know that maybe they're going to get a break sometime?
Everything worth having, of course, is going to be a journey to get there, you know. So if you really plan on being successful in whatever you plan on doing, you know, you got to take it in stride and understand it's not always going to happen in just a day. You know, stay at it. Be smart, you know, and try to accumulate as much knowledge about whatever business or art form or whatever you're into, you know, just try to accumulate enough information on it and keep learning and keep mastering your craft.
Now, you were in the film. Did you get to meet any of the Tuskegee Airmen?
Yes, I got to meet numerous of the Tuskegee Airmen that are left. Before we started shooting the film, actually up at Skywalker Ranch, we met a couple of the very popular Tuskegee Airmen and got to sit and pick their brain and talk to them about this amazing time and learn all the things that they went through at the time during the World War II. And that was just such an honor and an amazing experience to be so close to American history, you know, and then be playing these guys who are American heroes and, you know, these 80-year-old men who are just full of life. They're amazing men. It was an honor definitely meeting them.
So where did you get the idea to carry around the Black Jesus? Is that something that you learned from one of the people you met, or is that just something you decided to add to your character?
Oh, no, that came in with the script. Something kind of changed around, and it was just something that ended up being played off of for my character, which stood out a lot in the film. I don't know if people have all seen it yet. If you haven't, run out and see Red Tails this weekend. But
go support Red Tails. I've been telling them to support it because, you know, such beautiful African-American men working. I told them, you got to pay your rent. You know, you got to take care of your family, you know, so... We want to support them and prove to Hollywood that we do want to see these types of films. We can sit and watch a whole cast of African-American men or African men, because David is African from the UK. But, you know, that we want to see these films. We want to see these actors. Actually, I'll tell them next week. Andre Arroyo is going to be on next week, next Saturday also. So people
oh,
can
yeah,
also
Dre,
see
Dre, the homie, man. Shout out to Dre.
Yeah, so that's...
Not just the fact that we're African-American men, but we're young men. I think that's a huge factor because you also don't see casts full of, you know, young men really leading the way in huge action films. You may see
mm-hmm.
it sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but that, you know, is still rare. So I think that's a big step. Of course, us being African-Americans is huge. Our all-black male cast. Is an amazing thing, and it's important that we go out and we show that we care and that you know that we can still get people out, which I think we did. We definitely did shock them first opening weekend, opening in 19.1 in the box office,
yeah.
Which was a huge deal, you know. And you know, this weekend we're hoping that we can top the numbers and people go out from the word of mouth and great reviews that we have for this film.
Definitely. I mean, not just because, like you said, African-American, but like there are a lot of young cats in that film, a lot of young cats showing the talent. The characters are very well, you know, they're full characters. They're not flat. Because a lot of times you might see, you know, young guys and they're not, like, in action. But these characters are very well-rounded. I mean, but also the history. Important, I was mentioning earlier, to take young kids to see this history, that this actually happened, you know, that these men, you know, were actually involved in the history of America. And I think that's important. I mentioned to them also, Marcus, that the Tuskegee Airmen, they have a scholarship fund and that people can check out the TuskegeeAirmen.org website and to learn more about the history and what's going on. Also that they need donations to help the organization to continue and for the scholarship to continue. So check out TuskegeeAirmen.org. Also follow Marcus. You're on Twitter, Marcus Paulk, P-A-U-L-K on Twitter. Do you have a website address, Marcus?
Right now, we're building up the website, so take a look out for that soon. But I'm on Facebook, Marcus. This page is full, Polk. Can't add any more friends. I also have a fan page, but you can, you know, get on my wall and stuff like that. But yeah, Twitter's a really good way to reach me and hit me up. And I retweet my fans and stuff like that. So at Marcus Polk, MarcusPaulk. That's a great way to hit me up.
All right, Marcus, we got to talk about the women. You know, you got women, fans, and everything. Tell me the top three qualities that you look for in a young lady.
Well, she has to definitely have a lot of character. You know, I love women who have a personality. It's very important with somebody like me who's full of life and always got something different going on. So that's very important. She definitely has to be smart. Woman who, you know, has her own drive and her own interest in life and her own goals,
mm-hmm.
not just excited about things that I'm doing every day. three, I really love a woman that can cook because I can cook myself, something that I picked up early on.
Can you cook? Tell us more. What can you cook? I
want to
know.
I can cook. I can whip up a lot of things in the kitchen. My dad used to be a chef for a while, so I learned how to cook. I was very, very young. But, you know, my macaroni and cheese is pretty famous.
All right. You heard that, ladies. So if you can make macaroni and cheese, y'all better come with some collard greens or something, some sweet potato or something, and then you got to be good. You got to be smart, he said. And you have to be interesting. So if you're trying to, you know, connect with him, interesting, smart, and you got to be able to cook. Now, let's talk about some other silly stuff. How do you stay in shape? Do you exercise? Do you do lift weights? Do you do Pilates, yoga? What's your deal to keep it in shape and ready for these roles that you're going to be playing?
I definitely stay in the gym, play a little basketball. And, you know, I'm an action hero, so right now I'm on fire. I've been working out with the ladies, keep my cardio up.
Holla, swag in the house. Well, thank you so much, Marcus. I know you only had a couple of minutes to share with us today. I really thank you. Doing great work in the film. I wish you much success in the future. please stay in touch with any other projects. Call in next Saturday when Andre comes on, just to scare him a little bit. You know, surprise him maybe. He's going to be on at 1 p.m. Eastern next Saturday on the show. So give him a shout out. And guess who I saw last night, Marcus? I saw Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Oh, Cheryl. Cheryl.
Yes. I saw her.
Love Cheryl, man. If everybody doesn't know Shirley Ralph, she played my mom on Moesha. Shout out to Shirley Ralph. She's a great, great woman.
Yeah.
Always doing
beautiful.
Positive. She's always doing positive things and events for years. She's always, you know, had something. And she used to do a toy drive every year. And I think she still does it, but, you know, she's always doing positive stuff. So shout out to Shirley Ralph.
Yeah, she does a lot of work. She was doing a lot of work with HIV/AIDS. And she was there with her husband, Senator Vincent Hughes, and we were at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. They had a Henry Oswald Tanner. You guys want to check that out. That's an African-American artist who's showing right now at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts. But, Marcus, thank you so much. Follow Marcus on Twitter, at Marcus Paulk on Twitter. You're also on Facebook, but look out for his website soon, you said. Also look out for music might be coming out. And if you're a woman looking into Marcus, you got to be smart, interesting, and know how to cook. Did I get it right, Marcus?
That's about right.
All right. All right, Chief, man, thank you so much for calling in today. Have a great Saturday.
All right, y'all go see Red Tails in theaters right now.
All right, go see Red Tails. Thank you so much, Marcus.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with actor Marcus Paul. If you want to check out RedTails2012.com, that's the website. Also check out the Tuskegee Airmen's website, TuskegeeAirmen.org, to learn more about the history of the pilots and their work in the Air Force. Also, there's a scholarship fund there you want to support. You can donate to them, the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship Fund. They need help to, you know, support the scholarship, so you can go there and donate to the organization, but also specifically maybe to the scholarship fund. Thank you for tuning in, and if you were on earlier, thank you for staying on until Marcus called in. I appreciate your support. Next Saturday, another Red Tails next Saturday. We fight. It's going to be Andre Arroyo. He was on The Wire. You might have known him. He was like the crazy crackhead on The Wire. Awesome talent. But he's in Tuskegee Airmen, also playing the character Coffee as the mechanic on the plane. So call in next Saturday, February 4th. He's going to be on 1 p.m. Eastern. That's next Saturday. And February 11th, talking to author, filmmaker Jamal Joseph, and also to author Rebecca Walker. Thank you so much for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Become a fan on Facebook. And you can send me an email, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com.